mountains.
I wish to go see a space shuttle launch.
I wish to go see glaciers in
the Make-A-Wish Foundation grants many wishes that start with the words, I wish to go.
I wish to go play in the New York Philharmonic.
So if you have unused frequent flyer miles, there's a child with a life-threatening condition who could use them.
I wish to go see snow!
We all have the power to grant a wish through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. To donate miles, visit wish.org radio.
You officers that are stationed in front of the stage behind the barricade, you will go to Mr. Morris Shapiro, the first aid man, and he will furnish you with earplugs so as to keep you from having a headache. If he runs out of earplugs, he has got some cotton. You can use that. We have a detention room set up within the Coliseum. Any person that you arrest for ejection will be brought to room D. Is that understood? You will take the names, the addresses, and the telephone number. We will not allow any dancing, running up and down the aisle. Is that clear with everybody? Thanks.
Thank you.
Seems up money as dreams of kiss. Swing us come, we'll die like this.
Cabaret Voltaire with The Voice of America. Actually, the classic opener here on Dare Waves from when I had the late night show way, way, way back. But now it's Wednesday evening, July 2nd, 7:37 p.m., and this is a very special edition of Dare Waves. We're really going to have a lot of fun tonight because I've got some guests here in studio. Telethon donor Dominic, say hello.
Hello. I'm happy to be here. This is awesome. Very exciting.
Dominic, big-time supporter of Dare Waves and really college radio shows in general.
This is true.
And we've been working hard, man. We've been working hard for the last couple hours.
Can't you tell? Doesn't it sound so scripted, like a well-oiled machine?
That's right. And we are going to be playing the entire show till 10 p.m., 2.5 hours of Dom's choices. And these are all tunes that you have been turned on to from college radio.
Every single song you hear tonight will be a song that I heard first on college radio, and I would either write it down at the when they did the IDs for the songs on a piece of paper with a pen in my car, or I would actually find a payphone and call the DJ to find out who the artist was and what the song was. So this is my way of trying to give back and trying to turn other people on to some things that turned me on that I would not have been turned on to without college radio.
That's awesome. And this is not just my show or this station. We're talking about all the college stations. When we were pulling music, I mean, a lot of this stuff is stuff I played once or I didn't even know. So I'm getting turned on to some of the music that you pulled.
And I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be turned off, but what you have to understand is you'll be frightened at first. Some of you, upset. But in a few days, you'll look back and say, you know what? That was pretty good. I need to look into that. I need to broaden my horizon.
We were pulling stuff from the jazz library.
That's
right.
You've
heard on jazz shows here.
That is right. It's not the traditional jazz, but it's classified as jazz because there's nothing else you can classify it as. It's amazing stuff.
But at the same time, we also got a lot of Dare Waves favorites for sure.
Oh, yes. You have been one of the main focuses of my money, my tip money from my minimum wage job, has gone to a lot of things I've purchased from hearing on your show, and I would not have purchased them or even heard them if it wasn't for Dare Waves.
So we'll be talking about that later, but we're going to get into the first set of music. Now, like I was saying, a lot of this music is stuff you've heard on other shows on this station, on other stations, but this one I'm confident that we heard on Dare Waves.
No, unfortunately.
No.
Well, no.
This is certainly an artist I play the heck out of, though.
No, but I was turned on to a broadcast by Stone Cold Bikini Show.
Wonderful.
When I heard it, I was so blown away by it that I went to a payphone and called and asked for information. And the girl that does the show was extremely helpful. Not only did she tell me the name of the band, she told me the name of the CD. She told me the name of the record label. She told me the record store that I could buy it at. And she also gave me a review. She said that she loved this album. It was bulletproof from start to finish, and it's unlike the other broadcast albums. I have not heard other broadcasts, but I went out the next day, bought this broadcast album because of this one song I heard on Stone Cold Bikini, and she was right. The album is bulletproof from start to finish. I listened to it when I first bought it. It must have been, what, 7 times in a row we listened to it? 7 times in a row. So anyway, we'll start off the show with a dedication to Stone Cold Bikini, broadcast corporeal.
Yep, Christine does a terrific show Thursday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m., Stone Cold Bikini. I love this band, too. This made my top 10 of the year when it came out in 2005. Tender Buttons, the broadcast CD, and this song is Corporeal.
Well, she sings it corporeal, yep. But however.
My science fiction background.
Excellent.
Incorporeal.
Oh.
Spock said that all the time.
Ah.
All right, let's go.
Thank you. fiancé. Now that a man chose you, your life begins today. Make him a happy home, waste not his hard-earned wage. And so he does not roam, strive not to look your age. Stealing your aura of me, let it be understood. No man can supersede our sacred bond of sisterhood. Oh my God, am I not here?
Guys, she's not here.
Uh-oh.
You are here. You better
be here.
Ruth,
where is Elle? She doesn't have an engagement outfit? She is totally freaking out? She's trapped in the Old Valley Mill? Oh, whoops, sorry. The Old Valley Mall?
Needs to seal the deal, make a grown man kneel. But it can't come right out and say bride. Can't look like I'm desperate or like I'm waiting for it. I gotta leave Warner his pride. So pride is more implied.
Here she is!
Oh my God, you guys. All this week I've had butterflies. Every time he looks at me, it's totally proposal.
Commission so easy.
Excuse me, have you seen this? It just came in. It's perfect for a blonde.
Right, with a half loop stitch on China silk?
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, you can't use a half loop stitch on China silk. It'll pucker. And you didn't just get this in because I saw it in last May's Vogue.
Oh my God, you guys.
I am not about to buy last year's dress at this year's price.
Elle saw right through that sales girl's lies.
It may be perfect for a blonde, but I'm not that blonde. I may be in love, but I'm not stupid. Lady, I've got eyes.
Oh my God, Elle Wood, sorry, our mistake. Courtney, take your break. Just ignore her, she hasn't been well. Try this latest from the blonde. Go on, try it on. I take care of my best clientele. It's a gift for me to
help. Oh my God, you guys. This one's perfect, and it's just like that. See, dreams really do come true, you never have to compromise. Oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God, you guys. I'm so hoping for someone's time. If there ever was a perfect couple, this one qualifies. Cause we love you guys.
No, I love you guys.
Oh my God,
oh my God,
oh my God. You guys. Oh my God!
Do not touch your dial. You are listening to Dare Waves. Here on WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland. But it's a special edition of Dare Waves because the content is being controlled by Dominic.
Hello.
Dominic's still here. And
I haven't been kicked out yet.
Oh, please. You're here till 10 p.m. when the show is over. And then press the button, takes over.
There'll be a mob outside with torches.
No. This is no mob. No, he's angry. This is happy. It's a happy occasion.
It is tonight.
We are happy that you supported WRUW, and I'm very happy you supported Dare Waves during the telethon in early April.
Well, you deserve it, Neil, as does every college DJ, even if they're not as professional and up to par as you. All college DJs deserve it because, well, not all, but a lot of them try to branch out, do different stuff, and you deserve the support. That's all there is to it.
And we were talking about how you've heard everything we're going to be playing tonight. You've heard on college radio.
Oh, that's right. And, we started off that last set from a comp called Look Directly Into the Sun.
Actually, we started off with Broadcast.
I'm sorry, broadcast. We already talked about that.
Yep.
Look directly into the sun comp. That I heard on Route 66, or Route 66, and I had to call him from the laundromat, and I said, who are you playing? And he told me who it was. He told me the record label. He was very helpful with it, and we played two from that.
That's right. We played the artist China MC Brothers doing Zhai Zheng, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, and Cafe Inn doing Mario and Peaches.
Yes, and then we switched, well, Neil floated excellently, very professional, into the Legally Blonde Broadway musical soundtrack. It did work very well. We heard that at 6 a.m., I think, it was a college radio, it was either 89.3, it was a weekday, 6 a.m., it was two guys and a girl, and they played that, and they went from that directly into Public Enemy's Welcome to the Terror Dome, and it was amazing. Because that song was stuck in my head for the next 2 days, and we found out it was Legally Blonde the musical, and so I said, we've got to play it.
That is awesome. We are the helpful DJs here at WRW. You've told a lot of good stories about it. You call up the DJs, they tell you, you know, what you heard. They're real helpful, and like you said, Christine gave you a whole review on the telephone. I know when people call me up and I turn them on to bands, you know, I feel like I got something done.
And we'll be going into the next set, which is all stuff that you have turned me on to, just from your show, stuff I would not have heard of without you, without college radio. And you were very helpful. Unfortunately, the stuff you played is so obscure that it was out of print and unable to be found except for $60 on eBay. And since I work for minimum wage, I wasn't going to plop that down for that. But
you were still able to donate for airtime
once
a year. And
that's
right. In all seriousness, this is something that should be talked about.
It is, because you won't know how bad you've missed college radio until it's off the air, and that's probably the way corporate radio wants everything, because if there's money to be made, they want to make it. They don't want to have any originality. Just so you people know, this is a true story. I was told this by the lead singer of Candlebox, who I met. I said, well, I've never heard of you guys. How long have you been around? And he said, oh, just a couple months. And I said, really, a couple months, and you're on MTV and you're on tour? I'm like, well, how long have you guys known each other in the band? And he said, oh, we didn't. And I said, well, how did this all come about? He said, somebody put it together at the record label. Put me as the singer, found the guitarist, found the drummer, put the package together, marketed us, put us on a tour. Here we are. But the guy was so honest, you couldn't help but love him. And not their music, but at least his honesty. And we spent most of the night talking about the Melvins and Sonic Youth, believe it or not. So even though you may consider him a corporate sellout, he was blatantly honest. And, hey, I guess if the work's good, if you can get it.
And in the meantime, these bands that you just mentioned, Sonic Youth, Melvin, they're bands that are going for 20 years or more.
Yep. Never hear them on corporate radio, and I don't think you should.
And, you know, Sonic Youth had some level of success, but we've got tons of examples of bands that have been around a long time, you know, just playing to maybe a couple hundred, maybe 1,000 people. I mean, when the Melvins play, they'll draw, you know, 300-400.
Mm-hmm.
They've been at it forever. You know, bands that maybe get to the level of, like, you know, 1,000-seat venue if they're playing on their own and they're not part of some big festival.
Yep.
Yeah, and then somebody else, they have the look, they have the sound. You know, they're in the right place at the right time to get assembled into a band, just like a boy band.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're on MTV, and they're probably playing to 10, 15,000, and
yep,
their CDs are selling hundreds of thousands of copies.
Yeah. And
now, they're probably not making a lot of money.
Oh, no, but
record label is.
Yeah, and but the point is it's manufactured by somebody that wants to sell a product.
Yeah.
It's not. This isn't picked by anybody. It's picked by the people that are they're selling you. They're pimping you.
Yeah, it's picked by focus groups and you know, tracking and polls and
yeah.
So, having said that, we're going to go into the Darewaves set of music. We got a couple songs from three artists that you definitely have heard me playing throughout the many years I've been on the air.
Yep, and very obscure. All of them are out of print. Recently they were the Swans, which we'll play, was reissued finally, and the Fetus, I had a lot of trouble finding. Apparently that is out of print or was out of print. But the Throbbing Gristle, the thing that Neil played that I loved so much, is live and it's out of print. And like I said, the only way you could find it was on eBay for $60. And it's just, if I, you know, but so what? we got it now. You're going to get to hear it now. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to open your mind. It's going to be awesome.
And this is going to be some rough stuff. This is from 2001, the Fetus CD Flow. It's on Thirsty Ear, which is, you know, was for a while a successful label. They put out some Pere Ubu records. I remember that. But this is from the Flow CD from Fetus. And this is, yeah, this is a rough one. We tracked it down, though, the exact tune you wanted to hear.
Yep.
This is Mandalay.
We'll be right back. transmitter for WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland is located atop Lake Park Tower Apartments, located at 13855 Superior Avenue. Offering studio, one, two, and three-bedroom apartments for lease. Lake Park Tower is located adjacent to Forest Hills Park, 10 blocks from University Circle, and 3 blocks from Coventry and the RTA. For more information, please call 216-932-1127.
hardest part of mental illness is not that no one else understands you, it's that you don't understand yourself. You don't know how to explain what's happening. Even when you get diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression, it's still difficult to explain. They don't understand why you can't control yourself, your speech, your actions, the way they do. They're afraid of it, so they become afraid of you. My friends stopped calling. I went through a divorce. I felt like there was nowhere I could turn. Then I read a story in the newspaper about NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and I called. It's not that they gave me the reasons to get out of bed or eat something or get on with my day. It's that they showed me how. My name is September Lutz. What I want you to know is that if you or your loved one is sick, you're not alone.
1 in 5 adults lives with depression, schizophrenia, anxiety, or other mental illnesses. NAMI provides education and support to these families and individuals. To find a local chapter, go to NAMI.org or call 800-950-NAMI.
We're Throbbing Gristle, and unfortunately the Derby paper just puts TG, but we hope you all know who it was. Thank you.
The 105mm tank gun fired from an M60 main battle tank. The M40A1 106mm recoilless rifle. The 155mm self-propelled howitzer. The armored personnel carrier flamethrower, M-132. The 7.62mm machine gun. The caliber 50 machine gun. The 40mm grenade launcher. The SS-11 anti-tank guided missile weapon subsystem fired from the UH-1B utility helicopter. Thank you.
That is some rare, rare Throbbing Gristle. A band when I first started doing college radio, after I kind of got through my phase of like classic rock and pop, new wave, I started getting into the noise type bands, and that's where I got into Throbbing Gristle and Cabaret Voltaire and the Industrial Records and Swans and early Einsters and the Neubauten and Test Department, bands like that. Well, I'm Neil. We're about at the halfway point of the show. The show is Dare Waves, and this is a special edition of Dare Waves. We have Dominic, college Hello. Radio supporter, still here.
Still alive.
Running the show here, picking music that he's heard on college radio programs throughout the years.
This is true, and we just noticed that that album is 30 years old.
Yep. April 12th, 1979 in Derby, England was recorded.
It sounds like it could have came out yesterday. That's how advanced they were. I mean, it's just amazing to hear that kind of stuff. And, of course, it's out of print. And hopefully it'll be reissued so somebody like me can own it.
Yeah, Carnage Records. I mean, who knows anything about that? I think it's their best live recording. Better than Heathen Earth, better than some of the other stuff. It's got three actual recognizable songs, Hamburger Lady, Convincing People, Persuasion, Five Knuckle Shuffle turned up on some of their compilation album or so. So instead of just a lot of their live recordings are just like them doing noise, Tesco Disco, stuff like that. You know, here they're actually playing album tracks, and it's my favorite recording, live recording from Throbbing Gristle. Before that, we heard a couple from Swans.
Swans, wouldn't have heard them without college radio also. Those songs were recently reissued. Just wouldn't know about them without Neil. Wouldn't know about them without college radio. I can't uber-emphasize this point that I make minimum wage and I found a way to donate to college radio. I hate to use a dumb cliche, so I won't.
But we do appreciate the donation made during our once-a-year fundraiser in early April. And you've been on State of Decay as well, so this isn't your first time down here, but it's great to have you down here on Darewaves.
Well, it's much appreciated that you're so professional and very pleasant to be with. Yes, I did State of Decay. I've also done, I did Crowdy's show, Thanksgiving. I did Mike Hughes' show on 89.3.
Those are all great shows.
Planet of Sound on 88.7. She's very pleasant, was very professional to work with. It's just, you have to understand, these people love it. Call, I don't know why you'd, A, listen to commercial radio, B, why you'd call, but try it sometime and ask a DJ, and they'll be like, listen, this is not what I do for a living. I play keyboards. They'll say something like that if you ask for information about these bands. They're not, it's a job to them. It's what we do. It's like a job to us. If you work in a factory, that's what that is to them. That's all it is. It's a paycheck. And it's really sad, the state of commercial radio, but let's keep it positive. Let's keep it moving, and we'll go into our next set.
But I was going to say, you know, it's not a paycheck for us. We're all of us, all those people you mentioned on all those stations, we're all doing it for free. We're all doing it because we're just into the music. I love turning people on to music. A couple of months ago, I was playing something from a new Wire CD, and somebody called me up, and they had never heard of Wire before. And I told them, you know, hey, you know, go to your favorite music site and type in, you know, Wire the band, Wire English, you know, English early punks or something like that. And he was being sincere. He was like, wow, this stuff sounds really good. And I told him, oh, my God, Pink Flag, Chairs Missing, and those are classic albums. And so I felt like $1 million that night turning somebody onto Wire. I mean, they're such a top-shelf band.
And I hope that's what this show is doing. Like I said, all these songs are things I have heard only on college radio or first heard on college radio, and they meant so much to me, they shocked me so much that I had to call the DJ, get the information, and when possible, actually pick up the product. And I hope that somebody out there today, if one person picks up something that they heard tonight that they wouldn't have heard anywhere else, it'd be worth it.
And we can't forget that we played the two Fetus songs to start off the set.
Once again, Darewaves.
Yep, another early noise band, especially some of those early Fetus vinyls, like Scraping Fetus Off the Wheel and all that. You know, those were when those were coming out, that's when I was like still pretty new in college radio, and I was all over that stuff once I got past the stuff I knew coming into WREW. I was coming into the radio station, I wanted to learn about music. I wanted to expand. And I was on after the jazz show down by the Cuyahoga for so many years. I got exposed to, you know, different jazz artists. I'm still not like a jazz bow or anything, but I heard a lot of it. And when I was on at 2 a.m. in the middle of the night, you know, I loved playing this really dark, brooding music like TG and Swans and Fetus and Cabaret Voltaire and some of the Ralph records. So, you know, this stuff means a lot to me, too. So from Fetus, we heard Verklempt and Mandalay. That was a song you've been looking for a long time.
Love it. Love it. Couldn't find it anywhere. So I'm glad I finally got it again.
All right. So now we've got people calling up, and they're saying, you know, you're killing us here. You're killing us. So we're going to pick up the pace with some Murder City Devils.
Yes, and I would like to tell everybody that this song I first heard a long time ago, driving home from a horrible, horrible, mind-numbing and back-breaking job, And I heard it on Music to Break Things By, which is on another college radio station.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few decent shows left on that particular station. The views and opinions expressed by me are only my opinions, although they should be everyone's opinions. anyway, they played Murder City Devils, and I had to stop and call them up and say, what is this? They told me who it was. And ironically, Big Business is coming to town, and the drummer of Big Business was the drummer from Murder City Devils. At least that's what I'm told. That's the word on the street. So enjoy this song. It was first turned on to me by College Radio, Music to Break Things By. It's Murder City Devils.
Die. good man. I drank the whole thing dry. Tell the folks, do what you can. Got a guitar in my left hand, got a pistol in my right. And I don't give a good goddamn if we play or if we fight. Corn liquor, corn liquor's what I yell. If you don't give me corn liquor, boy, then I'll see you in hell. Corn liquor, corn liquor's what I cry. Don't give me corn liquor, boy, somebody's gonna die. Somebody's gonna die, oh no, somebody's gonna die. All my money's mine alone. And I ain't never killed a man when he left it to my own. I make my own corn liquor, I grow my own smoke too. And if I drink and smoke till I can't stand up, what the hell is it to you? Corn liquor, corn liquor's what I yell. If you don't give me corn liquor, boy, then I'll see you in hell. Corn liquor, corn liquor's what I cry. If you don't give me corn liquor, boy, somebody's gonna die. Somebody's gonna die, oh Lord, somebody's gonna die.
On the news today, it's a cold, hard world.
listening to Dare Waves here on WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland. I'm Neil. We got a special show going on this week's edition of Dare Waves. We got telethon donor Dominic running the show.
Hello. Don't forget to do your ID.
I just did.
Okay.
Talk about Daniel Johnson.
I don't remember exactly where I was turned on to Daniel Johnson, but it was college radio. And I want to send that out to Derek Erdman. If you like Daniel Johnson's voice and his lyrics and his delivery, you should find anything by an artist, literally artist and musician named Derek Erdman. If you like that Daniel Johnson song, so enjoy that. And from here, we're going to go to...
No, we also want to talk about, before that, we heard Hayseed.
Hayseed Dixie.
I was going to say Hayseed Dixon, but Hayseed Dixie.
It's, I think, a pun on AC/DC.
Yeah, and they do all the AC/DC covers and all that, and it's called, the album's called A Hot Piece of Grass, as in, like, you know, rebellious bluegrass.
But, yeah, that was also, I heard that on college radio, working a horrible job, and I remembered, it was such a striking song, I just remembered Hayseed Dixie, Corn Liquor. How can you forget that? And I don't remember the exact college radio show, so I can't give it its proper due, but you heard it again here.
And Murder City Devils, we talked about that one. Now we got to do a shout-out or two or introduce the next song.
Okay, the next song is by some artists called The Shags. And I'd like to give a triple shout-out, number one, to somebody who's here in the studio with me. It's the artist that did the T-shirt art for 89.3's Radiothon Premium T-shirt that has the turtles and the snake and the bunny. And it sold out in the first day. It's been to several represses, up-and-coming local artist that did the artwork. This is her favorite song by The Shags. It's called Foot Foot. I'd also like to send this out to Charles, My Mind's Eye. If anybody has any questions about anything you hear on this, he can help you out if Neil can't or if you can't get in touch with Neil. Charles at My Mind's Eye, amazing encyclopedia of knowledge. Got to give big shout-out to him because I bought The Shags from him.
He knows so much about music and not just one or two genres.
Yes,
he's all over the place.
Yes, he is.
Even into jazz, noise, experimental.
And also the third shout-out is to a radio show, which is a radio show. That's the name of it, radio show. It's on this frequency, and it's on Tuesday mornings from...
10 to noon, I believe.
10 to noon, possibly. It's Tuesday mornings, drive time, maybe round drive time. But that's where I first heard The Shags. I had to pull over on the highway, get out my pad and paper, wait till they did the break, wrote it down, and they didn't play Foot Foot, but they played Parents. But we're going to play Foot Foot because the artist that did 89.3's Radiothon Premium T-shirts, that's her favorite song. So give it up to all three, Charles, Radio Show, and the artist.
The artist who is here in the studio,
that's
silent
right.
Artist. Come on, take a bow, figuratively, literally.
Hello.
Thank you for supporting college radio. Okay,
let's
hit it, The Shags.
Where are you? like to roam so well, he would still have a place to dwell. Good, good, please answer me. I know where you are, you're behind that tree.
Good, good, please come to me. Good, good, now that you're here, won't you come home? Good, good, promise me this, that you will never again roam.
What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? Instead of flying to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? Like a village in Botswana or a tiny island in the Pacific where needs are easy to see? What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Thank you.
Gathered is how marriage no, we have an emergency.
Hmm? What?
Too much commercial radio.
What do we do?
It's an emergency. Dial 911.
Okay, but where's the phone?
No, not on the phone, on the radio. Turn the dial to 91.1.
Okay.
Ah, that's better. WRUW-FM 91.1. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and no commercials.
What will they think of next?
Ridgeway, calling you from Strange Corners in Cleveland. You're listening to Neil's show, Darewaves, on WRUW. I think I hear some clicks on the phone, so I'll call back when it's cool.
How do you love that one? What a great promo that was from Stan Ridgeway.
Perfect segue. Perfect. Professional. Smooth.
We're trying down here. I'm Neil, and I'm trying, but I'm getting the content and the energy from Dominic, telethon donor, college radio supporter, and
all around music fan. And the person I'm managing, the artist, she wishes to remain secretive. She's an artist. She's local. She's up and coming. She did the radiothon shirts for the opposing station at 89.3. Okay.
So let's talk about Celtic Frost.
That was their cover of Wall of Voodoo's Mexican Radio, and I think it's amazing. I think it's probably one of the best covers ever done by anybody ever. And also, not that particular song, but a long time ago when I was a wee lad, I would sit in front of my parents' stereo with a notepad and paper, and I would listen to a heavy metal show. I can't remember. It was on 88.7. It was a long time ago, many years ago. And I would write down songs, and Celtic Frost had spoke a good broken English, so I would have to write the names out phonetically. And my first radio experience writing a song down was Procreation of the Wicked by Celtic Frost. But we're playing Dare Waves and Wall of Voodoo, Mexican Radio, excellent song, and that's the story behind that.
I love that band, and I got that promo from Stan Ridgway. That's great stuff. What we were talking about, how interesting it is, for a band to have the cojones,
mm-hmm.
track one, side one
of their third album,
a cover of a band that's by not a metal band.
No, and not that old of a song. It's not like they were pulling out some old classic. They just got it together and just took a chance, a dare, Dare Waves experiment. Did not have a box that they lived in, and did their own thing. It was very maligned, that album, when it came out by metal fans. And now, they're looking back, everybody's like, oh, I liked it. No, you didn't like it. You didn't like it back then. I liked Wall of Voodoo. I thought that was the best track, but now I'm appreciating the rest of the album. But anyway, it took some stones, and they did it.
And then we also had Mum was in there.
Mm-hmm. That was also, I don't remember the exact radio show that I heard it on, but I heard it a few times. It stuck in my head, and that's the story behind that. We also heard Cocktail Twins, song off of Heaven or Las Vegas. And the story behind that is I was just driving. It was a nice summer day. It was early a.m. I don't remember the station. It was many years ago. And the girl that was the DJ played the entire Heaven or Las Vegas album. And I remember I was so stoked because after I heard the first song, I was like, oh, my God, this is so great. I can't wait to get home and call and find out who this was. And then they played a second song, and it's, totally distinguishable. And I was like, oh, they're playing the second song. And then they played the third song, and I was like, oh, this is great. I got home, called, found out who it was, went out and got it. Heaven to Las Vegas, Bulletproof album. That is Cocteau Twins' Rain and Blood album. So
you can't get any better than that.
No.
That's like the high watermark of a band, their Rain and Blood album.
Every band has a potential Rain and Blood album in them, and Cocteau Twins was Heaven to Las Vegas.
Then we heard two albums from Derek Bailey.
Yes, Derek Bailey. Late night, it was very late night, weeknight, college radio show. Unfortunately, the reason they were playing him is because he had passed away. And that is extremely sad to me because that's a terrible way to get into somebody is during their epitaph. But when I got home, I called. I said, who was that guy? And they're like, who? And I'm like, well, it was a cello and a crazy guitar. It didn't make any sense. It was awesome. It was like one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. He's like, oh, that's Derek Bailey. I'm like, is that stuff available? He's like, no, that stuff's all out of print. He just died, and we're doing the tribute show to him. I was like, well, it's terrible that he died. It's great that I heard it on college radio, and I'm going to keep it going. So you heard two tracks from Derek Bailey off of two different albums, and just amazing stuff. If you like that, get any of his albums that he does with duos. It's just amazing. Two people playing off of each other. It's completely improvised.
Well, actually, this one has three, but the main second person was John Zorn.
Naked City.
I will play on occasion. But see, in general, man, we had to bust these out of the jazz library. I rarely go into the jazz library. This is your influence, man.
Well,
you're bringing up the level of Dare Waves this week,
man. It's all energy back and forth.
And the other guy is George Lewis. I don't know. Probably some jazzbo does. I don't. But, yeah, Derek Bailey and John Zorn. Yankees is the name of the album. Looks like it came out in 1983, and then that's the other album.
Yes, that's a duet. It is called Views from Six Windows. It's a duet with Christine Jeffrey. She does the voice, and the sticker on the album says the most amazing guitar player on the planet by somebody. The person who said that is someone named Anthony Braxton. I unfortunately do not know who this person is, but they're dead on. Whoever they are, they're right about that. Just amazing. Just uninhibited guitar playing. Completely uninhibited. Love the energy. And we're going to go somewhere.
We got Shags. We opened with the Shags. All right, now It's about 9:31 here on Darewaves on WRUW, the voice of Case, 91.1 FM on your radio dial, 15,000 watts of Darewaves going throughout the atmosphere. We're also webcasting around the world at WRUW.org. And 9:30, it's time. Another
another dedication, another shout-out. Unfortunately, for a good part of this show, there's a show on 89.3 called Mysterious Black Box, which is as amazing as this show, and they're competing. It's terrible. They should combine forces somehow.
It is a terrific show.
It is, and she has turned me on to so many things that are next to impossible to find, but yet I'm so glad to be turned on to them. You know, people say it's better to have loved and lost and never loved. That's true. I would rather have heard these songs and never be able to find them than to have never heard these songs, because they've changed my life. I was originally going to dedicate something that was a little darker, and but I just couldn't do it because I'm not really into that negative stuff. But so I'm dedicating this to her. I heard this artist on her show. It's Chico Mori, and the song that we're going to hear is called Sky Travel.
Conversations. Harry, it's good of you to stay. Hear every word I say and not just talk away. God, these drinks are something warm and watered down. Barkeep, I'll back some mice, say Harry, sit back down. Say that little thing that's fine from behind. They all look good at three or four. So drink, Harry, drink, Harry, drink, till you can't see no more of anything, no more of anything. Drink, Harry, drink, Harry, drink, till you can't see no more. For months, for years, chips were once a source of fun and games at home. And now she says chips are only there to feed our little Joe so that he'll grow. Harry, it's really rough at home. I've caught her on the phone. Hey, who's that on the phone? Oh, that's no one near the standard sort of line. Harry, you know me well, you know that I'm that blind. Hey, you ain't been drinking, don't you know I'm lying? They all taste good at three or four. So drink, Harry, drink, Harry, drink, till you can't drink no more of anything, no more of anything. Drink, Harry, drink, till you can't drink no more. How will I know? Tits were only there for fun and games at home. And now she says tits are only there to feed our little Joe so that he'll grow. Spinning round, hey, drive me home or down. God, you sure get around. Harry, I know it's you who's breaking up my home. Harry, don't say a word, just run me off at home. Harry, forgive me, Harry, let's have just one more. It's all so good after three or four. It's all so good. Drink no more of anything, no more of anything. Drink, Harry, drink, Harry, drink, till we can't drink no more. How well I know tits were once a source of fun and games at home. And now she says tits are only there to feed our little Joe so that he'll grow into a man.
Till we can't drink no more.
we're letting the Cordero go on in the background as we wrap up the show, the special show of Darewaves. Everybody applauding down here. The place is bursting with applause. Well, Dom, and the artist, the mystery artist, to go with the sister of the mystery dancer, the mystery artist, a little making a little bit of sound there in the background on mic three.
Yes, there I am, and there, yes, very good. Es muy bueno.
So, let's talk about Cordero, what we just finished hearing.
Don't remember the show. Remember I was at my machine on second shift and heard it 1 week, said that's awesome, but I'll never know who it was because reception was going bad and stuff. Then next week they played him again, and I got the announcement. It was Cordero, en este momento, and es muy bueno. So that's we played that one.
And let's see. Before that, we're going back around a little bit of Sparks.
Yeah.
And, we won't say the song, but it was from the Indiscreet album. We got a phone call from someone.
Yes, a very excited listener saying, oh, my, he actually said, G-D-W-R-U-W. I can't believe you're playing this. People used to rag on me when I was in high school because I like Sparks, and I'm hearing it now again. He said he's only heard it twice in the past who knows how many years, and it's both been on WRUW. So I couldn't believe I made somebody happy like that again. So that's what it's all about.
Archers of Loaf were in there?
Archers of Loaf, another band. Actually, believe it or not, heard them on the same radio show that I heard the Sparks, and fortunate enough to be stopped, had a pen and paper, wrote down Sparks, the name of the song we can't say, and Archers of Loaf, White Trash Heroes. They played them back-to-back, I think, if memory serves me correct, and it may not, but I remember they were in the same show, and wrote them both down, and got to play them again tonight, and hopefully turn some people on to Archers of Loaf and Sparks.
And then we started the set off with a special shout-out.
Shout-out, which goes to the competition, which wasn't competition.
No, it's no competition. What?
Well, not for you, but for the listener. It's hard to, you got to flip a coin or consult the magic eight ball. but that goes out to Lisa, Mysterious Black Box, and that's Chico Mora, amazing, phenomenal freeform guitar player, traditionally trained, but definitely not traditional sounding, and heard it first on Mysterious Black Box. So hope some people got turned on to that. Really, really amazing stuff. So hopefully somebody out there has heard at least one thing that has motivated them to go to any one of the many, 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 many independent record stores in the Cleveland area and pick up some of this stuff. At least do some research. You can get this stuff. It's hard, but you can do it. It's not all Hot Topic and whatever.
And chain stores.
Yeah,
stuff,
what?
Yeah.
I don't even know if Hot Topic's in business, but whatever. It's not. It's not all about that. There's the real stuff. Is really going on. It's not what they want you to hear. So, and I hope people enjoyed it.
And Dominic is speaking from the heart. Not only is this a special show because he's a telethon donor, stepped up and helped us during our April once a year on air fundraiser by donating for airtimes here on Darewaves. But like I said, the theme of the show is every song that you've played, you have been turned on to from college radio. So you're not just playing like songs you grew up with when you were in high school or, you know, buried deep songs that you never hear on the radio before. When people do that, that's great. But these are all songs you've heard from Darewaves or other shows here on WREW or other college radio shows in the city. You've got great stories for really just about every song that we've played.
Yeah, it's believe it or not, it was so tempting to bust out some of my favorites that are underexposed, but I stuck with the original game plan. I stuck with the plan. Remember, if you're ever in a situation, good or bad, stick with the plan.
That's right. Think long, think wrong.
Yeah, because, it was very tempting to go to stuff I liked that I wasn't turned on to by college radio, but that wasn't the plan, and I had to force myself. But I'll tell you what, it was still great. I mean, all these songs were still great anyway, so who cares? So stuck with the plan, it worked out. Thanks to Neil, steering the ship away from the rocks at times, making things flow nice. Thank you, Neil.
Yeah, but you put a lot of work into this. We put a lot of work into this. We got here early pulling the records. We were emailing each other and calling each other before the show, getting everything right. I think it went pretty well.
I think it went phenomenal.
We have it on posterity, or as Archie Bunker would say, we've saved it for posterior.
Very good.
And next week will be, actually, after all this Swans and Throbbing Gristle and some of this other crazy stuff, next week's going to be the really upbeat power pop type show, because I'll be giving away a pair of tickets for Chick 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 or Pow Pow Pow, however you want to pronounce the band with the 3 exclamation points. They're playing at the Grog Shop in mid-July. I'll be giving away a pair of tickets for that show next week. But again, a special show. Dominic, thanks for stopping by. The artist, the mystery artist,
that's
sister
right.
of the mystery dancer, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And we've got time possibly for one last song, and it's also going to go out to the DJs that do the quote, the radio show, end quote, that's on this station Tuesday mornings. And
it's 10 to noon. It may have moved around in different times. Right now it's 10 to noon.
Yes, and this is I heard it on that station. This is going out to them. It's an amazing, amazing song. It's sung by a band called Giza X. The song is called Mean Mr. Mommy Man. Enjoy.
Stay tuned for Press the Button. Thanks again to Dom for really giving me some new blood and a jump start here. This has been a very special edition of Dare Waves.
First, me and Mr. Mommy Man made a deal with the doctor to cut the worms out of my head.
You have a spot on your shirt, you probably wash it out. You have a spot on your sofa, you probably wash it out. You have a spot on your lung, you probably die. 85% of those diagnosed with lung cancer don't live, but the sooner you quit smoking, the sooner you start reducing your risk. To learn more, visit AmericanLegacy.org/CodeBlue.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station.
That was The Fish Was Delish, and we heard track 6, It Made Quite a Dish. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on.
The Fish Is Always Delish. On WRUW.
College radio can pretty much be summed up in 5 words. Dead air. Dead air.
Because of the FCC, I'm never sure of what it is I'm allowed to say. So, So I now have my own official policy. This is the language you will not be hearing tonight.
This program may contain material which some listeners may find indecent or objectionable. Listener discretion is advised.
For instance, I will not share anything with you. We will not establish a relationship. We will not have any meaningful dialogue. And we definitely will not spend any quality time.
You're listening to WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland.